Hello, hi, my name is Ed. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about public participation in Ector County. If you so kind of give us a few minutes of your time. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yes. And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track? Generally speaking.
I don't know.
Not sure?
Not sure.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Ector County today? What would you say?
Crime.
Thank you. Crime. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County, in the county? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Economic? I would say good.
Okay, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in the county will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in the county? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in the county, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Offering job opportunities in your field, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Public transportation, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Population?
Transportation. Public transportation.
Fair.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
You're not the first one says that. Availability of affordable housing. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair, thank you. Availability of quality health care. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I think we've got plenty of them, so good.
Okay, thank you. Public safety and low crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and ethnicity and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Repeat that.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and ethnicity and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I say good.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think good.
Thank you. People like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Meaning, you know, your job and everything that people like you.
Good.
Thank you. Retires. People that have retired. You excellent,
poor.
Good, fair, or poor. Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Good.
Thank you. Families with children. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
I would say poor.
Thank you. Young, single people. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Poor.
Thank you. Recent college graduate looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Poor.
Thank you. Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably stay the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not at all confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, thank you. How comfortable are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? I have a list.
Crime?
Okay. That would be the one you said, crime, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Awesome. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or other?
A Republican.
Thank you. And now, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race? Biangle, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000
to $74,999,
$75,000 plus. $75,000 plus. Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation, and have a great weekend. Take care.
You do the same. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.